pass. Thomas with time stands in middle of the field at the hash marks on the near side, complete to DeFario Davis all the way down to the Racine 5-yard line. It's going to be first and goal for Motor City. As we are nearing the 7-minute mark here of the first quarter, or first half, I should say. Ball set up, they'll officially say, at the 8-yard line. Run over to the left side and nowhere to go for Thomas. Gary Young will bring him down for the sack back at the 12-yard line. They're going to lose 4, and it'll be a second and goal from there. 6:45 and counting here in our second quarter, 14-6, the lead for Racine. Poole with the lone TD catch for Motor City in single coverage at the top of the field, working against Corey Dalton, trips to the near side of the field. Thomas looking that way the whole time, and Corey Dalton picks it up down the far sideline. Dalton already with the punt return, 6, and Dalton to the house, times 2, touchdown Raiders. Corey Dalton goes the distance, 102 yards for a TD, and Racine leads 20-6 over the Motor City Rams with 6:10 to play in the first half. And it has been 2 defensive touchdowns and a special teams touchdown that has gotten it done for Racine. Future Thomas did not look at any other receiver the whole way against a defensive back as good as Corey Dalton. You cannot do that. That is a rookie mistake by the veteran, and it cost his team 6 points. Yeah, Corey Dalton said they're going to play my interview at halftime. I've got to have another game coming off of POTG. He wants to be the second player, 2-time POTG back-to-back. Peralta in for the extra point attempt for Racine. Peralta's kick is good, and Racine leads Motor City 21-6. With 6:10 to play in the first half, we're going to step away for 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
The Racine lead. And by the aromas creeping into the press box, some of the Motor City Rams fans are trying to deaden the senses of this one with 6:10 to play here in the first half. Racine with 2 defensive touchdowns and a special teams touchdown. 2 of those, Corey Dalton. Cordero Williams with the fumble recovery touchdown for Racine. The Raiders offense has not been on the field in a long time, but the defense and special teams are putting points on the board here tonight, early on in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, in what is a huge game for both teams. Peralta approaches, and the right leg swings, and it's going to be a little pooch kick, grounds it. It's picked up by one of the up men. That is Moss. Moss finding some room, then running laterally and taken down by Bibby Davis at the 36-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Motor City to start this drive there with 6:03 to play in the first half. Well, coming into this one, figured if Racine was going to have a chance to win this one with all the injuries and everything else working against them, that the defense and special teams would have to step up. And outside of the first drive of the game, where Motor City just marched right down the field and it looked like it might be a long night here tonight in Dearborn Heights, it has been all Racine Raiders defense and special teams. On that last pass, Future Thomas never took his eyes off of Allen. He just followed him the whole way. And Dalton read that, stepped in front of it right inside the end zone line, and took it the distance. Two receivers each way for Thomas. Hands this one off to Atkins. Atkins finds a little bit of room, takes a big hit, and is finally taken down by Elvin Turner after he picks up three, second down and seven. Motor City, they have used two timeouts, so they only have one timeout remaining with 5:41 to play here in the first half. Racine won the coin toss, and they will have the opportunity to get the football to start the second half of play. Keep in mind, a year ago, it was a 27-zip Racine lead at the half, and then it was all Motor City in the second half. They scored 14 points. Make it 27-14. Two receivers each way this time for Thomas. Claps the hands, takes the snap, has time, throwing deep. Going for Allen. Allen with the step. Allen makes the catch. Allen into the end zone. Touchdown, Motor City. They respond right back with 5:01 to play here in the second quarter, as Future Thomas finds Allen for a 61-yard TD pass, and the Rams have narrowed the deficit to just 9 points, pending what they decide to do here. I imagine they're going to go for a two-point conversion after their first extra point attempt did not go well at all. But Curtis Allen, 12 catches, 231 yards, and three TDs on the season, picks up his fourth touchdown. He was one of two players, him and Kyshawn Johnson, that hurt the Raiders in the game a year ago in Racine. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Navario Davis in the backfield. He's to the right of Future Thomas as they line up for the two-point conversion attempt. You got Poole in the trips. He's on the inside. You've got Allen in the middle. And you've got DeFerrell Davis out wide to the left. Thomas looking that way. Hit as he throws. And that ball goes into the turf. Coming in for Racine was William Hoglund to wrap him up, so he couldn't get it into that pass at all. So the Raiders maintain a 9-point, two-possession lead with 5:01 to play in the first half. We'll be back in 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
We're back. Motor City responds in a big way with a big pass by Future Thomas as he finds Curtis Allen. Thomas with two TD passes to go with an interception return for a touchdown. Racine on the return and getting to the 25-yard line, and that will be it. Coming up with that, trying to see, jersey is bunched. Not sure if that was Malik Perry or if that was Travis Hayes. But it'll be first and 10 Racine. They'll have it at their own 26-yard line. Been a while since the Raiders offense has been out there. The defense and special teams had been getting the work done. Trying to see the last Raiders drive when they had the football. It's been a long, long time. Sawyer Schick, he's looking to respond. A nice over-the-shoulder catch on the far numbers by Jordan Payne, and he steps out of bounds. And there is a flag in the backfield that may negate this. Oh, man. Oh, it's going to be a tack on, roughing the passer. So it'll stand. What a nice catch by Jordan Payne. He just waited for that ball, caught it over the shoulder, Willie Mays style. And Racine will have it now at the 23-yard line of Motor City. 37 yards on the completion. And tack on 15. And a first and 10 Racine at the 23-yard line of Motor City. Into the game. Back from injury, Ricky Lawless, 6'205" for the Raiders. He's at running back, standing to the left of Schick. Three receivers to the right, tight end Dylan Flores on the left side of the formation. Schick puts Terrence Fitch in motion, right side over to the left side, giving him two receivers right, one to the left. Schick hands it off to Lawless. Lawless avoids some traffic in the backfield and gets back to the line of scrimmage. And somehow he was able to do that. Jack Wallace on the tackle, and he appears slow to get up. And he's going to hobble off the field. No gain on the play. It'll bring up a second down and 10 for Racine. Rico Flores, Terrence Fitch off to the left side. Payne will join them just off the line on the left side. Jacquez Woodland in single coverage, one safety over the top. Travis Hayes standing behind Schick. Now he's going to move to the right of Schick. Hayes with the handoff, flag comes out. Hayes will roll ahead for a couple of yards to the 20-yard line. But this is going to be offsides against Motor City. Free 5 yards for Racine and make it a second down and 5 with 3:12 to play here in the first half. A chance for Racine to try and double dip here. If they can score at the end of the first half, they have the opportunity to get the football to start the second half of play. Leading by 9, 21-12. Motor City, two TD passes by Future Thomas. Racine, a fumble recovery for a touchdown, a pick six of 100 yards by Corey Dalton, and a punt return by Corey Dalton. Two receivers each way. Handoff goes to Hayes. Hayes trying to pick his way through that orange defensive unit of the Rams, and he will get two down to the 16-yard line. It'll be a third down and 3 for Racine. As we tick inside of 3 minutes to play here in the first half. Racine's offense hasn't had too many opportunities here tonight. Now in the red zone, an area that they have struggled on the season as they enter the Anton Painting red zone. Make sure you give them a call, whether you need a big job or a refresh. Anton Painting Decorating will be there for you. We thank them for sponsoring our broadcast this season. Two receivers left, one to the right. Hayes to the right of Schick. And we have a whistle, It's going to be a flag against Racine. It'll be a false start, and it'll move the Raiders back 5 yards and bring up a third down and 8 for Racine. Now, the thing for the Raiders is if you can't get in the end zone, picking up any yardage here will help Peralta. Peralta, a good kicker, as we're going to wind down to the 2-minute timeout here. We're at the 2-minute timeout in the first half. Racine with a 21-12 lead over the Motor City Rams. Racine threatening in the Rams red zone. We'll be back in 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience, of beauty and commitment,
of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Welcome back. We're at the 2-minute timeout. It'll be a third down and 8 for Racine. Ball set up at the Motor City 22-yard line. Be a 39-yard field goal, 40-yard field goal attempt as it stands now. So even if they can't get the first down, pick up some of this yardage and give Peralta a chance to try and extend this and double up on Motor City if he could hit. Of course, obviously you want to see first down first, touchdown second, before you have to worry about that. Two receivers to the left, one off to the right. Flores, the H-back on the left side. Schick moves Hayes behind him. Schick gives to Hayes. Hayes right down the middle of the field. He'll pick up 3 yards to the 20-yard line. It'll bring up a fourth down or make it a yard. It'll bring up a fourth down and 7 for Racine. And it looks like they indeed will bring out Peralta to try this. It looks like they might have just been lining him up a little bit better where he wanted to be. His long on the season is 23, 1-for-2 on field goals. Locke will set it down at the 28-yard line. So a 38-yard field goal attempt about the middle of the field for Racine to try and double up Motor City. Snap is there, hold is down, kick is away, and it is good. Peralta adds 3, and Racine is doubling up Motor City with 59 seconds to play in the first half, 24-12. We'll step away for 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkel, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Peralta tees it up after hitting his career-long field goal of 38 yards. Racine with a 24-12 lead over Motor City. Just under a minute left here in the first half. Motor City with one timeout remaining as Peralta gets us restarted. Little squib kick. It's going to be muffed and picked up at the 20-yard line by Poole. Poole gets the edge on the far side of the field, and he will be pushed out of bounds up around the 47, 48-yard line. See where they officially rule it. Looks like they're going to say be just before the 45 at the 44-yard lines where he stepped out of bounds or was helped out of bounds. So first and 10, Motor City with Good starting field position for only 50 seconds to play here and one timeout remaining. They started their last drive near midfield and were able to get six right away. They've been able to go over the top twice. It looks like Racine is making a change at safety, and they're putting Stefan Chapman back there now, moving him from corner to safety. And letting Josiah Gordon play corner. Three receivers to the left for Motor City. Screen pass. DeVario Davis gets it, and he finds some running room, and he steps out of bounds in Raiders territory down at the 39-yard line. A pickup of 17 and a first down for Motor City. With 43 seconds to play, taking just 7 seconds, they're at the Racine 39. As they huddle up, come out of the huddle, DeFerrell Davis off to the left side. Allen will be over there as well, along with Poole. Devin Ashley in single coverage on the far side of the field. Two safeties back deep for Racine. And the hand clap gets Racine again. Offsides against Racine. It'll be a first down and 5 for Motor City, as they were using the aggressiveness of the Raiders defense against them there. And for the second time in this game, it worked for the Rams. 41.6 seconds left to play. In our first half, Racine will get the opportunity to get the football to begin the second half of play. Trips to the left. Now they're going to put Poole in motion. He does a little jet sweep, pitch to Poole. Flag comes in. Poole gets the first down out of bounds inside the 30-yard line, but this may be coming back. Flag in the backfield. It is going to be a hold against Motor City. And it'll push him back 10 yards and take a few seconds off the clock. Again, penalties have been an issue here for Motor City. As this will be penalty number 6. Accepted against the Rams for 55 yards. Racine with 4 for 30. Rams with 8 first downs to 2 for Racine. Rams have run 3 times as many plays as Racine in this game. Lead in total yards 185 to 22. And in passing yards 157 to 18. And they trail on the scoreboard. They're being doubled up right now. Same formation for Motor City with trips off to the left side. One receiver to the right. Clock winds. Not sure if Motor City's aware of that. Thomas with time. Throwing. He's able to connect for the first time with Ashley. Ashley fights through the tackle. Is able to step out of bounds at the 35-yard line. And it'll bring up a second down and 6 as he picks up 9. 21 seconds left to play here in the first half. Motor City trying to get points on the board heading into halftime. 3 receivers left, 1 to the right. Again, that's Ashley over to the right side. DeFerrell Davis, the inside slot, Poole in the middle on the near side of the field, and Curtis Allen out wide to the left on the near side. Under pressure and trying to get away, and he can't. Future Thomas is sacked by William Hoglund. And it's going to be a big loss, and they're going to have to take their final timeout of the first half, as he is going to be sacked all the way back to the 47-yard line. Their own, a loss of 18 on the play. And it'll bring up a third down and 24 coming out of the timeout. And for Hoglund, he came in with just 10 tackles on the season and picks up a huge sack of future Thomas there, as the Raiders have sacked Thomas three times in the game, and he's put the ball on the ground for six for Racine once, and he gave him six through the air as well. So if you're looking, treating it like hockey, the plus minus is zero right now for future Thomas. He's given up 12, he scored 12. So a third down, they'll have it at their own 48. They need to get to the Racine 29 for a first down, but now the clock is the biggest enemy for Motor City, as they have no timeouts remaining. So anything in the field to play, if it's down the field at all, which they need to get it down the field, it's going to be hard for them to get a second playoff. They're going to need to look to the sidelines here and try and maybe get this done in two. They empty the backfield with trips to the left. Thomas has time. Thomas scanning. Thomas heaving. And that ball is thrown into double coverage, and a flag comes in late. Now, here's the thing. This is college rules, so the ball does not move down to the 10-yard line. They only pick up 15 yards. They don't get it all the way down there. Everybody's moving all the way down. This is college rules. They only get 15 yards on this. And I think that's what the Raiders sideline is saying, as they see everybody moving all the way down there. So it'll make it closer. They'll pick up 15. And it should make it a third and nine, because it's not a personal foul or unsportsmanlike conduct. And that is what they're setting up for. Coach Kennedy talking to the referee, asking for the referee to have a conversation with them. A lot of pointing at the scoreboard. Not sure what the discussion is there. Clock ran appropriately. Didn't seem to be an issue there. It matched what we had on our stream. So it'll be a third and nine. No, they're going to give them the first down. So a first and 10 for Motor City. Ball at the 37-yard line of Racine. 6 seconds to go, though, so you basically have one play, or a couple if you're quick with a sideline pattern here for Motor City. Three receivers left, one to the right for the Rams. Raiders showing blitz. It's going to be a free play. Raiders jumped. They're going down the far sideline, broken up and intercepted by Hoglund, broken up by Corey Dalton, but he is slow to get up, which might be the bigger thing. Time expires, but there is a defensive penalty here. So they're going to get an untimed play because of the encroachment. So it'll be a first and five, and Motor City moving a little bit closer, and they will have one opportunity here. To see if they can get on the scoreboard before we go to halftime. And remember, Corey Dalton will be our guest at halftime. He is up. He is looking fine. Racine, double high safeties. They're stepping back a little bit further to about the 10-yard line right now. Thomas with an empty backfield, trips to the left. Thomas, he's going to heave it to the end zone. Dalton is able to break it up, knocks it away, and we're going to go into the half with the Racine Raiders doubling up the Motor City Rams 24-12 at halftime. We are going to take a 60-second timeout. We will come back with the Corey Dalton interview for you. We'll take another 60-second timeout, and then we'll come back with stats from the first half of play. I hear it's packed at Angry Brothers. Raiders with the lead, doubling up Motor City at the half, 24-12. And that's Nick. That's just what Nick does. We're going to step away for 60. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Welcome to halftime as the Racine Raiders and Motor City Rams are doing battle on the field here in Dearborn Heights, Michigan. And with it being halftime, that means that it is time to bring on our halftime guest. And we try to get the previous week's Player of the Week on, and we were able to do that with Racine Raiders defensive back and returner, Corey Dalton. Corey, welcome to the broadcast.
Appreciate you having me tonight.
All right, Corey. This Racine Raiders team, the defense has just been phenomenal over the past few years. What is it like being part of a defense that is just so dominating?
It's great, especially for a DB when you got defensive linemen and linebackers that dominate, you know, every game and make it a little easier for us, you know. But, you know, it's been a good ride, you know, these past 2.5-3 years with the Raiders. I love the defense. We come to play every game, and, you know, we just keep our foot on the pedal.
Raiders had that long winning streak that you were part of. During that streak, did the pressure build for you guys at all, or was it just kind of, you know, you're going with the flow and you had a whole lot of confidence that somebody was going to kind of make a play that would help turn a game?
I think it was just more, we were just playing football, really, you know. I don't think it was a lot of pressure or nothing. You know, we came out, played every game like it was just another game. It wasn't no pressure or anything.
You've been on the professional development platform for a while. You started out, I believe, with M3, had a year with the Illinois Cowboys before coming over and joining the Racine Raiders. What has that experience been like, coming from kind of a couple of other teams to Racine and kind of the fan base? And you actually had it one week, the fans were against you, and then the next week you decided to hop over here and have the fans on your side. So what's that been like for you?
It's been a fun, you know, semi-pro in general, been, you know, a nice little ride the past few years, even with M3. You know, I enjoy playing. It's just something different about Racine, you know. It's just the organization, you know, the fans, just the whole environment out there in Racine. Just bring like the real like college atmosphere, you know. Just the whole thing with the fan base, the way the practices go, coaching, you know, just give you the real, like a real football feeling.
Now you played at College of the Desert, which I had to look that up. So you're a Chicago guy. What brought you out to the West Coast in Cali to go and become a roadrunner at College of the Desert?
After I graduated high school, I actually attended Indiana State. I was supposed to be a walk-on there. You know, everything ain't go as planned because I wasn't D1 eligible at the time. So I would just start hitting up a lot of different junior colleges, just everywhere, you know, any California, Kansas, Mississippi, a lot of different places. You know, College of the Desert, they end up hitting me back. You know, I feel like they had the best opportunity for me at the time. So yeah, that's how I got out there.
And it was a great opportunity for you. You got to play in 21 games. Looking at your career stats, 84 tackles out there. You ended up with 11 or 12 interceptions, also doing your thing on returns with a TD there. What was it like playing at that level out in like such a big state and a big area where there's so many opportunities and so many teams?
I mean, it was fun. It was a good opportunity. You know, I had to adjust being out there on my own. You know, kid coming from Chicago, going all the way out to the desert of California, you know, totally different. So, you know, I just really adjusted. I had a good time, you know, stayed locked in. It was some good football, you know, different, you know, a little different than Chicago, you know, different playing Cali guys, you know, guys from all over the country. But other than that, you know, it was a good experience.
Now, last chance, you focused on kind of the community college experience, and I heard you talking about, you know, looking at Kansas and those sorts of things. But one of your opponents was on the basketball version with East Los Angeles College that was featured on there. But were you a fan at all of that show, with that kind of being part of your opportunity to go and then try and ramp up to a different level?
Yeah, I was. You know, actually, my second year out there in California, that's when Lance Chance U came out. I was actually I got recruited by Independence University, me and another guy that came from Chicago that went out there with me to California. I decided to stay in California. He decided to leave, you feel me? So he ended up going there, actually. And I decided to stay in Cali just because I already had, you know, I already played there. You know, I didn't feel like transferring schools again, nothing like that. So, you know, but yeah, we watched the show. It was a good show. It was motivating us, you know, things like that.
What was it like playing out there as far as like fans and those sorts of things at that level of football? Was it well attended? Did you play in front of a decent number of folks?
Yeah, JUCO, you know, you don't have that many fans, you know, it ain't like a university or nothing, but it was, you know, a good amount. It was a good amount of fans. They used to show up to the games, come support. Like I said, I was in the desert, so, you know, it wasn't too much going on there. So Saturday night, that's all they really had was football. So, you know, they'd come watch us play. But yeah, it wasn't like nothing too big on the fan side, you know, probably like a couple hundred, depends, like maybe a bowl game, we'll probably reach probably 1,000 some fans maybe. But other than that, no, it was still, you know, a good experience though.
So you talked about Indiana State recruiting. You had a little bit of a chance, I saw, with Tarleton down in Texas. And they actually were a D2 program at the time. They just fully, I think, transitioned to D1 in the last year. What was that experience like for you?
Well, leaving junior college, I was heavily recruited by a lot of universities going on, you know, Arizona State, you know, TCU, a lot of spots, but it was already, I had a lot going on with my eligibility already because of the Indiana State situation. So I had to figure that out. So actually when I left California, I came back home for a year before I went to Charleston, because I was still trying to figure out a lot of universities, trying to get my transcript and everything from Indiana State. But but that transition, you know, it was a lot going on, but I was thankful for the opportunity with Tarleton, you know, getting me in there. But it did, that kind of messed me up with them going D1, because I didn't have any more D1 eligibility. So my first year I went there, we was D2. But I had the red shirt because the whole situation with the transcript and everything. So the spring I came back, you know, I was going to be playing that year. They decided to go D1 that year. So that's what, you know, it's like I ran into a situation with my clock and everything. So I never really got to play a I never got to play any games at Tarleton. So most of the time, I just did spring ball. Then after that, that's when the situation happened with D1, so I had to leave.
So now, along with playing with the Raiders, you're also giving back using using that knowledge that you've gained from your years of playing collegiately and that experience to be able to coach some youth football. What are you coaching, and what's that been like for you, and what motivates you to do that?
Man, I love coaching. You know, right now I'm coaching 7 and 8 year olds right now. You know, I started with them when they was first started as 5 and 6 years old, so I've been with them for about 2 years now. I love it. You know, I just love watching them develop, getting better just on the field and off the field. You know, I love the way they look up to me as a coach. You feel me? That's my main goal, to be a great role model to them. You know, continue to push them to be better young men on and off the field. I always tell them that school is important. I went through so much, so many situations with school. So I be on them so much about that, about school and just, you know, just being the best person they can be. So I just, you know, I just love coaching, just guiding these young men to be, you know, guiding them to be, you know, great people in the future.
Has taking up this youth coaching helped you at all on the field as part of your game or anything along those lines?
I think it helped me a little more of like just being a player in the coaching side. So I look at different views of the game, like even with the refs, you know, like, you know, as being a player, you always think like the refs against you or something like that, you know, but, you know, with me coaching the youth and just learning everything with coaching and, you know, I just feel like, I just learned how to be more calm, actually, you know, on the field. I think it helped me be more calm on the field.
All right. I like to give the opportunity for guys when they're on during the halftime interview, give them a chance to give any shout-outs that they'd like to give to anybody. So go ahead and any shout-outs you want to give, Corey.
I want to start out first, Coach Deets, defensive coordinator. Coach Deets and Coach Ice, the DB coach. Just because I feel like this past week they had us really well prepared. Like the whole defense, but I was really well prepared. That's how I got them. That's how I almost had two interceptions. When I had one, I could have had two. But I feel like they really coached us up with the route combination, just knowing what guys are going to do. You know, so I was really locked in on that situation. I just want to shout out to my defensive line, the defensive line and linebackers. You know, they make the game so much easier for me out there in Racine. So I want to shout out to the defense and total and you know, to everyone. Other than that, yeah. Shout out to the whole Racine community, everybody. You know, we always appreciate the support. Appreciate the love that you guys show us.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time away from the job that you're trying to perform there, Corey, to spend a few minutes with us for our recorded halftime interview here.
No problem. I appreciate you for having me.
That was Racine Raiders defensive back and returner Corey Dalton, the reigning player of the week. Had a pick six a week ago. Hopefully we're at halftime here of the Rams game. See one or two of those in tonight's game as well. We're going to be back in 1 minute. That's 60 seconds, and we'll have the stats for you. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Racine. Your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience.
Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
Welcome back. We are at the half here in Dearborn Heights, Michigan. The Raiders lead the Motor City Rams 24-12 at the half. A quick look at some of our stats from the first half of play. Rams 9 first downs to 5 for Racine. 33 total plays for the Rams, 14 for the Raiders. 194 yards, an average of almost 6 yards a play for Motor City. 61 yards for Racine, about 4.5 yards per play. 183 yards through the air to 54 in favor of Motor City. 11 yards on the ground to 7 for Racine. 8 penalties for the Rams for 75 yards, 8 for 60 for Racine. 2 turnovers by Motor City. That is the difference in this game. A fumble lost returned by Cordero Williams for a touchdown and an interception thrown for a TD as well. And that is how Racine scored in this one. Take a look at our individual stats. In our box score, Sawyer Schick, 4 of 7, 54 yards. Future Thomas, 12 of 19, 183 yards, 2 TDs, and 1 interception. Raiders rushing, Triplett 3 for 11, Schick 1 for minus 7, Hayes 2 for 3, Lawless 1 for 0. Motor City, 6 for 46 for Leonardo Moss, 7.7. Thomas, 5 for minus 32. Adkins, 2 for minus 8. Navario Davis, 1 for 5 in the game. Receiving, Revolinski, 2 for 8. Hayes, 1 for 10. Payne, 1 for 36. For Motor City, Ashley, 3 for 7. Archie, 3 for 46 in a TD. And actually, check that. That should be Archie, 3 for 46 and a TD, 15.3. Allen, 5 for 68 and a touchdown. Shivers, 1 for 19. DeFerrell Davis, 2 for 24. As the second half is about to get underway, and our staff is still coming back from the break here. We're having a couple of problems coming out of halftime. We are going to get the camera up and running here. Our staff got tied up in a concessions line that was only about 6 people long, but took them all of halftime to be able to get a couple of waters for us up here, because it is very warm and humid. And so it will be Motor City kicking off to Racine to start the second half of play. Raiders leading 24-12 in this one. All defensive and special teams scoring for Racine. Motor City, 2 TD passes for the Rams in this game, as they are still waiting to get chain gang. So we were all right, apparently. Didn't have to. Hello to everybody at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill, our road game viewing headquarters. Appreciate you joining us there. I hear it's a nice crowd. Well, if that's the size of the waters, I would have had you get 10, Nick. Oh, good. All right. That's the waters at concessions. All right, now we are ready to get underway here. The opening kickoff of the second half is going to drive Dalton back, and it's going to go into the end zone. It will be a touchback, and it will be Racine Raiders football. First and 10 out at their 25-yard line. They will be going into the wind here as we start this second half of play. Raiders offense didn't do much in that first half. As I said, all the scoring was by defense and special teams. They did move the ball some. They were effective at times, but it's going to come down to, can they move the ball and score here in the second half? Because this is a Rams team that can put up points, and they can put them up quickly, and Racine has an opportunity to really take some wind out of any of the sail for Motor City to start this second half of play. Two receivers to the right, one off to the left for Schick. He has a back off of his left side. Schick takes, he's looking to pass. Pocket breaks down, Schick in motion. Schick is going to run with it, and Schick will get a couple of yards to the 32-yard line before he is brought down, but we do have a flag in the backfield back at the 14-yard line, and that may be bad news for Racine in the area of a hold. And that is the indication. So Racine will now have a first and 20. As the first play of the second half is a flag. A somewhat clean game in the first half. At least most of the penalties weren't big ones by either team. Racine did have the pass interference penalty at the end of the first half that gave some life to the Motor City Rams. Twin receivers each way for Schick with triplet to his right. On a first and 20 now, back at the 15-yard line, their own for Racine. Schick looking to pass, pocket breaks down, he's going to run with it, and Schick will bring it out to the 19-yard line as he's able to pick up four, and it'll be a second down and 16. So Schick has had some time on these first two plays, but the pocket breaking down, nobody getting open quickly enough. Second down and 16 for Racine. Ball at their 19-yard line. Schick looking to pass, throwing, nice timing pass to Jacquez Woodland. Woodland on the slant, up near a first down. He'll be a yard short as they pick up 15. And it'll bring up a third down and one for Racine. Opening drive of the second half. Raiders with a 12-point lead, doubling up Motor City, 24-12 right now. Twin receivers each way for Schick, triplet to his right. Four down linemen for Motor City. And now we have a flag, and there may have been movement, and this is going to push Racine back 5 yards. So they go from a third and pretty easy to a third and medium now as they move back inside their 30, their 29-yard line. So a couple of flags on this drive to open the second half for the Raiders, something we didn't see a whole lot of in that first half of play. One thing the offense didn't do was shoot themselves in the foot. We saw a lot more of that from the Motor City Rams, but now we're seeing it from Racine here as we start this second half. Third and six now, 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Twin receivers to the right, one receiver to the left for Schick. Schick with time, throwing to the sideline and throws way too high for Jacquez Woodland. That's going to bring up a fourth down, and Racine going to go three and out. A couple of penalties really hurting the Raiders. A holding and a false start. The false start, the big one there, cost them 5 yards on a fourth and one, and that'll bring out Peralta to punt with 12:51 to play here in the third quarter. So Motor City, they are able to hold, trailing by two scores. Peralta punting to Archie Nolan. And that punt is blocked and it's gonna be picked up, and a touchdown for Motor City. As hopping on that one, getting the block and recovery is Takari Johnson, with 12:25 to play here in the third quarter, and Motor City pulls it to within five. We have seen two special teams touchdowns, in this game. We have seen two defensive touchdowns and two offensive touchdowns. And Motor City looks like they will go for two here. As Johnson got back there quickly and got it right on the foot of Peralta. And Motor City trying to make this a three-point game as they go for two. Thomas will have Navario Davis to his right, three receivers to the left, one off to the right for this two-point conversion try. Thomas looking to his left, and he throws too high. Oh, and the back receiver almost came down with it as it looked like he was going for Ashley, and then it went over. Check that. That was DeFerrell Davis, went over him, and Curtis Allen almost came down with it in the back of the end zone, but the two-point attempt fails. Racine maintains a five-point lead, 24-19, 12-20 to play here in the third quarter. We're going to step away for 30. This is Racine Raiders football on the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Welcome back to Dearborn Heights, Michigan, on the campus of Star International Academy, a K through 12 school. This is old artificial turf surface and has some issues with it. Was out there walking. There were some potholes, some divots, and things along those lines. As they start to crank the music now, 24-19 is the Racine lead as they will look to return this kickoff. It's going to get pitched back to Dalton at the 15. Dalton trying to cut up, and Batten will bring him down at the 20-yard line as he was waiting for that cutback. And it'll be first and 10 Racine at their own 20 as they start the second drive of the third half of the third quarter, I should say. A little dehydration, I think, slipping in, sneaking in there. A three and out on the first drive, and then the punt was blocked by Takari Johnson, returned for a touchdown. We have had a pair of touchdowns offensively, defensively, and on special teams now in this game. Jordan Payne in single coverage on the far side of the field. No safety help there. If Payne can get free of Allen, Schick may be looking there. One safety deep, the handoff. And fighting his way is Triplett, and Triplett will get across the 25 to the 26-yard line. A gain of a few as they mark Dalton down officially, it looks like, at the 22. So give him a gain of four on the play, and it'll bring up a second down and six for Racine. Now it's important for the offense to put something together here. I think the scoreboard, maybe it's missing a thing. It should be 24-18. It appears to be showing 24-19, but might be a light out on the scoreboard. Two receivers each way. Schick looking to pass. Pocket breaks down. Schick is going to run, and Schick slides. Starts that slide back at the 28-yard line, so picks up a few on that play. It'll bring up a third down and three as he gets half the yardage needed for the first down there. Coming off a second down and six. Now they're going to say it was only a gain of two, so make it a third down and four for Schick. Inside of 11 minutes to play here in the third quarter. 24-18 the score. in favor of Racine, a 6-point lead in this one. Three receivers right for Schick. Dylan Flores, the tight end, on the left side of the formation. Schick with triplet to his right. Motor City shows blitz, a screen pass out to Woodland, and Woodland will have enough for the first down, gets all the way up to the 34-yard line, picks up 7, and moves the chains for Racine for the first time here in the second half. Nice little quick pass there to Woodland as Woodland picks up his second reception for 21 yards in the game. Two receivers left, one off to the right side for Schick. Schick looking to pass and throwing deep for Woodland, but him and Woodland not on the same page on that one. Woodland cut his route off, and it's a second down and 10 for Racine. Ball at the 34-yard line. And found out at halftime, apparently so earlier in the week, the league had said that the Raiders game against the Phoenix Outlaws would not count in the standings. Found out at halftime that a decision was changed on that. And so the Raiders apparently entering this game actually are at 7-2, tied with the Indy Bison. So this becomes a must